Well, good Monday morning. I hope that everybody is refreshed and rejuvenated from their beautiful weekend, and it's time to start a new week. Well, today we are going to be reading Psalm 130. It's another one of those Songs of Ascent psalms, and this one is a lament in which the writer waits for the Lord's help, and he trusts in the Lord's constant love. Again, God's saving word for this week is prayer, and the title of this psalm, Psalm 130, is A Prayer for Help. So, let's get started. From the depth of my despair, I call to you, Lord. Hear my cry, O Lord. Listen to my call for help. If you kept a record of our sins, who could escape being condemned? But you forgive us, so that we should stand in awe of you. I wait eagerly for the Lord's help, and in his word I trust. I wait for the Lord more eagerly than centuries wait for the dawn, than centuries wait for the dawn. Israel, trust in the Lord, because his love is constant, and he is always willing to save. He will save his people Israel from all their sins. Today's key verse is Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait eagerly for the Lord's help, and in his word I trust. You know, I think you can see as this psalm starts off that there's a little bit of, sadness, remorse, in the heart of the writer, recognizing that he is in need. He does need the Lord's help, but also there's that hope, that he voices to us down through the ages, that he truly knows in his heart of hearts, that God is going to step in and save him. Have you ever experienced a time of waiting when you called upon God for help? What was that situation? Was it a sickness? Was it a relationship problem? It's blessing. It's wonderful for us to understand that our God is God of every area of our life. And no matter if we have very real physical needs or emotional or whatever the needs are, he is standing by, ready to help. Let's pray. Lord God, you hear me when I call out to you, and I wait for your help. I trust in your love and mercy, knowing that you forgive my sins and hold me close in the safety of your love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. But again, as we've talked about so many times, keep your eyes open. Your miracle is just around the corner. God bless.